Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring podcasts on the Blue Wire Network. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System yet, then you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. Wherever you are across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's Unified, U-N-I-F-Y-D, healing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The CFL Gambling Podcast on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is presented by WynnBET. Bet $100 at WynnBET and get a $100 free bet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WynnBET to claim your free bet today.
Welcome to a longer, wider field.
There's Chad Johnson. He's got it. And Ocho Cinco.
Welcome to the Waggle.
I think Nick Dembski just got tipped. Hey, thank you, man. He just got a tip from the fans. That's incentive to go back in the end zone, isn't it?
Welcome to the Rouge.
Down the sideline goes Ellingson. He's going to score. Touchdown. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Welcome to Three Down Football. Welcome to the CFL Gambling Podcast. Now, here are your hosts, Rod Villagomez and CFL Jim.
Because who can get enough of the Canadian Football League? It doesn't matter that the NFL is playing. It doesn't matter that anything else is going on because CFL season is still in swing. That means there's still money to be made in betting or even in DFS, which is why we are here today to help you win some money in DFS on the CFL. He is CFL Jim. I am Rod Villagomez. Jim, buddy, I mean, look, we've been doing well on these DFS picks, so I think we should pat ourselves on the back for a quick second before we dive into our picks.
I'll pat myself on the back. I've been feeling pretty good about some of these picks.
Yeah, I mean, look, I know that everybody says, well, it's only nine teams, blah, blah, blah. But look, man, it's only nine teams. So
it gives you way less players to choose from.
Exactly. And you've got to get creative because the top players are the top players and are popular. So I feel like this season has been very profitable for us because we've actually been able to give some of those zig where they zag type of plays. And it's been a lot of fun to break it down with you, buddy.
It's been a blast. I'm having a good old time with this.
I just said before we got on, we're at 28 episodes already. That is insane to think of, given the fact that this CFL season has been going on since June, and we've been cranking out the episodes steady. So thanks to those of you who have kept up with us, man. I mean, this has been a fun ride for us. We know NFL starting. We know you've got other avenues to see. But, I mean, the fact that you're still with us, we love you for that.
Big ups to all our fans for the CFL because the league up north needs love.
Sure do. All right. Speaking of love, we love the fact that there are, well, we don't love the fact that there's three games this slate, but we do love that there's three games this slate that we can actually watch and have fun with. It starts Friday night where the Edmonton Elks, I almost said the bad word. The Edmonton Elks take on the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. They've been the Elks for a couple of seasons now, and I'm still washing my mouth out with soap. That's Friday night at 6:30, Friday Night Football, Friday, don't you know? On Saturday, we start with Winnipeg as they travel to Ontario to take on the Hamilton Tiger Cats in the afternoon game. And then the evening nightcap, it is the BC Lions taking on the Calgary Stampeders at McMahon in Alberta. I mean, there's a lot of we talked about in the betting show, Jim, this is a very, very juicy slate for betting, but I think DFS is a much better slate.
I would agree with that. I always like sprinkling some Montreal players in there just because they're a little feisty and you never know. The wildness of them is kind of fun. But three teams, you really got to look for value. You really got to like get weird with it, I think.
Yeah, you do. And I mean, because again, that means only six quarterbacks are playing. So you only have six guys to choose from. Whereas even in the NFL, a couple of bye weeks still gives you like, I don't know, 14 quarter or not like 20 some odd quarterbacks. It's, yeah.
Exactly. Like you've got any given week, you have basically at least 20 some quarterbacks to choose from.
Yeah. Yeah. And you only have six this week. So you really have to get creative, especially if you want to put some of the more, super, super expensive in there. So, all right, here's how we do it. If you, this is your first time joining us, okay, thank you for joining us for the first time in week 15. No worries, we'll still walk you through it. We give you a quarterback, we give you a running back, a wide receiver, a flex, and a DST play that we like for the slate, and we try to make it to where you can fit most of those in one single lineup. That way you can continue to build. And then, of course, we'll give you a lineup at the end. So, Jim, why don't we go ahead and hit him with our quarterbacks. Who do you got? Who are you looking at? Who do you like this week?
Oh, quarterbacks is a little tough. I'll tell you this. I will have a lineup with Corndog because it just happens, but he's getting pricey now. He's over the 10,000 mark. I like Jake Mayer. I like him on this Calgary team. I like what he brings to the table. I like his offensive capabilities. And he's a decent price for a quarterback. Yeah, hopefully he just hovers around closer to the 20 points and less around the 15. But even if he just gets me 15, I'll be kind of happy with the price I'm getting.
Yeah, no, and I don't blame you. I mean, again, when we're throwing darts, we're throwing darts, and then we look at the more expensive quarterbacks, and you know, Zach Kolaros, we know that they're capable of doing big things. We saw it last week when he threw 50 some odd points all over the place. That team just blew up. We've talked about the inconsistency of Cody Fajardo all season long, and at $10,000, I don't know that I want to put my faith in Cody Fajardo for $10,000. So, yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to be a rough go. I'm not quite sure if I'm there yet. So, yeah, I mean, we'll see. But
I'm definitely not there yet.
I'm definitely not there yet either. Paying up for that position just makes me scared. Yeah. So I wanted to go with Dane Evans. I did. I thought, well, maybe I'll go with Dane Evans. He's only $7,600. But then I stopped, and I feel like I want to go back to the well with Jake Mayer because Jake Mayer has made this Calgary Stampeders offense look so much better. And honestly, he's sort of that same sort of Bo Levi Mitchell-esque type of a situation for Jake, whereas he's not throwing like ridiculously huge numbers up on the board, but he's consistent enough to give you return. So you look at week 12 against Winnipeg, he gave you 23 points, 19 at Edmonton, against Edmonton in week 13, and then last week against Edmonton, 15.48. Didn't really have to do much because the running game got going, but I think this BC team, he's going to be able to do what he wants to do against it, and yeah, that running game's still going to be able to be very effective, but I think Jake Mayer is going to have himself a decent enough day, and I'll take a step down to $9,500 for him.
I like that move. The only other one I would say is if they're really trying to like show off again, Zach Kolaros, even as expensive as he is, isn't bad. If they're really trying to like really show, it's like, guess what? Winnipeg, we're the best all day. Offense for days.
It's possible. We saw it last week. So, but even then, like, I don't know, because we haven't seen that Kolaros. We haven't seen him except for last week, to be honest with you. Like every other week, it's just been 15, 17, 14, 12. We did see it against Calgary back in week 8 where he scored 27, but like he hasn't blown up for that since then. So I don't know if that was just more of a him really trying to nail it shut, and maybe he'll go back into hibernation next week. But yeah, it's tough to pick Kolaros' games, much like it's tough to pick Cody Fajardo's games. And to be honest with you, I don't want the headache.
That's totally understandable.
All right, let's move on to running back. I feel like I know where you're going with this one, Jim, unless you're not willing to eat what it costs to get him in there.
It's Carey. I'm going Carey. It's pricey, but darn it if he's not worth it. Because either way, like the scenarios are, Calgary is using him in the pass game, and they're using him a buttload to just put up a bunch of points. Or Calgary gets up early and they just run the heck out of the ball and he's getting a ton of rush yards and just scoring points left and right.
Yeah, Kadeem Carey is not he's just not human. Like, the guy is just not human. He has been so effective all season long. He's averaging 17.6 fantasy points per game. Now, you say that doesn't sound like a whole lot, but for a running back in the CFL who's averaging about probably 11, maybe 12 points or per game on average, 17 points puts him head and shoulders above everybody else. Last week, 9 carries, 118 yards. 9 carries, Jim, 118 yards, 13.1 yards per rush, a touchdown, 1 catch for 17, good enough for 23 points. But even the week before that, 13 carries, 61 yards, a touchdown, 3 catches, 37. He had 18 points that day too. So, yeah, Kadeem Carey is just, he's the guy, man, and he's the best running back in the league, and there's no question about it.
I'm looking back right now, and so far the last three winners, I believe, have had Carey in their lineup.
And if you stop and think about what this game's going to end up being, like I said, I like Jake Mayer because I like what he provides. I can't say the same about Dane Evans. I can't say the same about Calaro. Certainly can't say the same thing about Fajardo and Corndog. We love him. You love him. But I'm still not all the way there yet either. So, with Carey running the ball, he's going to run the ball. So, give me him all day long. I like that play. Unfortunately, I can't play that same play because that's, you know, that's what we're up against. But I will counter with the other running back that, I don't know, I still waffled with this because I like your carry play, and I'll back you up on your carry play, but I also need to suggest somebody else. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and just give you sort of a guy that I know is going to give you at least, I don't know, 8 points or so that you can load up a ton on wide receiver if you want. And that's Peyton Logan, who is also another running back for the Calgary Stampeders, but he has value in the return game. We haven't seen it the last couple of weeks, but boy, when he blows up big. Against the Bombers in week 12, he had 17 points. He had 12 points the week before that against Toronto, 17 against BC the week before that. He's had a 24-point game. And a lot of that's come with touchdowns off of returns. So, and I even think Peyton Logan maybe gets sprinkled into this game a little bit should they get up big and they want to give Carey a rest. So, and he's definitely the pass-catching back out of the two of them because he's a lot more elusive. So, yeah, I mean, I like Peyton Logan's upside this week. He's not going to get you Carey-type numbers, but he's a little bit of a salary relief to kind of get you into some more expensive wide receivers.
Love it. I like that move. Also, if you're going for another value play, if you're going for like an extreme value play, maybe dabble a little bit with some Kevin Brown, running back for Edmonton. He's basically their lead back, and you're getting him for cheap. He's what is he right now? He's 4,700. In his last couple games, he's gone 14 and 15 points in the last two games as a starter.
Yeah, he's been consistently
good.
For under 5,000. He's been consistently good. Well, this is one of those situations, Jim, where they haven't caught up yet. The DraftKings has not figured out that he's the lead back and he's given him good points. They're just looking at name recognition. So I love this play, too, at running back. Was going to be a flex, but now we'll put him in running back. So I like that as well.
I like him as a flex for you.
I like him as a flex for me because that's where he's going to be. All right, so let's do this. We'll step away. We're going to come back with the wide receiver, the flex, and the DST suggestions for your DFS lineups. But before we get to all that, let me ask you a question. You thinking of joining WinBet? Well, now's the perfect time. New customers who bet $100 get a $100 free bet. Plus, the WinBet Casino is always open. It's open 24 hours a day where you can get a 100% deposit bonus up to $1,000. Plus, WinBet has their own same game parlay feature. All you got to do is click on the game you like, select build your own bet, and start building a monster parlay. There's so much to choose from. All you got to do, head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet so they know that we sent you. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WINNBET to claim your free bet today. Offer subject to change. Terms and conditions winbet.com. Must be 21 or older. State where playthrough WinBet is available. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4700. Football fans, the NFL regular season is finally here, and as week two kicks off and you get ready to place your bets or lock in your fantasy team, you gotta check out the Elias Game Plan app. It's the ultimate sports betting and fantasy companion for the NFL, NBA, and MLB. It's got everything you need to get a competitive advantage. The Elias Game Plan is the only sports app from the most trusted name in sports stats. That's the Elias Sports Bureau, the official statisticians of U.S. pro sports leagues, including the NFL. The app lets you access team and player stats. You get head-to-head team comparisons and Elias key insights from their renowned research team. The app really is your one-stop source for player news and league-validated player stats and team records. You get expert game analysis for betting, fantasy lineups for each week, and showing off your superior sports knowledge to your friends and coworkers. New features available all the time. Player injury analysis, player impact reports. That can be huge when it comes to betting in fantasy tournaments. I know we toss around a lot of stats here, and we give you a lot of numbers when we're making our calls for the bets and for all of our DFS plays as well. But look, we got to know that our plays are backed by numbers, our game strategy backed by numbers, not just our intuition. And that is why we turn to the Elias Game Plan app to make that happen. NFL season is here. Don't wait. Download the Elias Game Plan app today. That's E-L-I-A-S. Right now, got a special offer. When you subscribe, get a 14-day free trial off a monthly subscription plan, but only if you use our promo code SGPN. Find Elias Game Plan app in the App Store or Play Store today. Use our promo code SGPN. You watch football? You'll need Fubo TV. Fubo TV gives you complete coverage of college football and pro football with NFL Red Zone Plus, games in 4K at no extra charge. Over 100 channels of live sports and entertainment for just a fraction of the price of cable. Watch on all your devices and never miss a game or an episode of your favorite show with the included cloud-based DVR. Plus, no contracts, no commitment. You can cancel at any time. Right now, you can try Fubo TV for free 7 days and get 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/SGP. That's FuboTV.com/SGP. No House Advantage is changing the game by offering the most dynamic fantasy sports platform available today. Play pick'em contests versus other people for the shot at winning $250,000 or more in cash. Download the app, choose a contest, select your player props, earn points for correct picks, and climb the leaderboard for your shot to win big money every day. You can also test your skills versus the house and 20 times your entry if you hit all your picks. Bet up on 5-player props, over-unders, or individual player matchups across every major sports league, including NFL, NBA, MLB, PGA, MMA, and NASCAR. Sign up now with promo code SGPN at NoHouseAdvantage.com or download the app to get a first deposit match up to $25. Make sure to check out No House Advantage today and experience daily fantasy sports redefined, because it's not just how you play, but also where you play. You won't want to miss out on this. PromoGuy.us is the best place to go if you're interested in plus EV betting strategies and making consistent profits from sports betting. They got daily updates on odds boosts and huge cash bonuses from all the major sportsbook. Their bet tracker shows an average ROI of 25%, and they've got a VIP Discord that puts even deeper plus EV analytics right at your fingertips. I gotta say, we've been looking at their daily promo updates, and they're some of the most informative in the game. They don't simply tell you what team is profitable to win, but where you'll get the best odds and how to track down and cash in big on constantly changing promotions. If you're not already using mathematical models to help you with your picks, you're missing out on an insanely valuable tool. And the best part of it all is that PromoGuy is run by a small team of passionate sports fans dedicated to building well-informed, better betting community. Go to PromoGuy.us and check out their 100% track, transparent, and proven method for betting smarter. Once again, with PromoGuy.us, you get consistency, and consistency gives you profit. All right, let's turn our attention now to the wide receiver position. As we say each and every week, one of the most important positions on the field. Jim, who are you rolling with this week at wide receiver?
I mean, I'm always going to be rolling with the number two guy in Winnipeg just because he doesn't get the love. Give me Nick Dembski again. Monster week last week. And if I'm thinking Winnipeg's going to be blowing up again, I want a part of this team.
I love Nick Dembski. I've went on record so many times by saying I love Nick Dembski, and he got you massive points last week. 7 for 71, 2 touchdowns, 2 runs for 10 yards, 27 points. It's the Nick Dembski show, man. 32 points 2 weeks ago against Calgary, 20 against Saskatchewan, or 3 weeks ago, rather, against Calgary. 2 weeks ago against Saskatchewan 20, last week against Saskatchewan 27. Dude's a monster.
He's taking that Dalton Schoen role because Schoen's become Ellingson. Like, Schoen's become the main number one guy. And, like, I do have one lineup that has both of them in there because I think Winnipeg could just steamroll and just go ham. But I'll take Nick Dembski all day.
Yeah, and like I said, I'll take Nick Dembski too because he's sort of that forgotten guy, really. Honestly, people forget that he's as good as he is, and he just comes out and trounces him week after week. I know people game plan for him. I know he's just not that flashy, sexy name that like an Ellingson used to be, or you know, even back when Darvin Adams was there in the receiving corps with him, it was always Darvin Adams getting more of the attention than Nick Dembski. But Nick Dembski just ran all over the place and did everything you asked him to do and was that type of a fantasy player, that type of a football player. So, yeah, definitely not sneaky anymore. 8,900 is a pretty good price for him. You know, it's kind of reasonable. But, man, I'd pay 9.5. I think I'd pay 10 for him because he's giving you good odds where he's at. So, I like Nick Dembski. Sorry, that was my Nick Dembski tirade.
That's fine. Go off, King.
All right, so I'm gonna go with the Calgary Stampeders receiver of choice, Malik Henry. A few hundred dollars Boom. More expensive than Nick Dembski. Actually, $100 more expensive than Nick Dembski. But look, Malik Henry's about the same sort of breadth. I mean, he didn't score you 27 last week. He only scored you 22 last week against Edmonton. But look, 40 points against Winnipeg in week 12, 12 against Edmonton in week 13, followed that up with a 22 against Edmonton last week, but 30 points against Edmonton, 31 points against Edmonton. Malik Henry kills the Elks, first of all, each and every game that he plays them, but now he's just going to get a chance to take advantage of an absolutely reeling British Columbia team that, you know, like we said, Jake Mayer is probably going to do bad things against, and when he does that, he chooses Malik Henry to do it with.
You're darn right. I got Malik Henry too. Yeah. I got him in my lineup too. I love Malik Henry.
Can't get away from it, man. And that's the thing about it too. It's funny because the names seem to change these last couple of years as far as who the dominant receivers have been in the league. And you know, a couple of years ago it was Lucky Whitehead that took the league by storm. Now it seems to be Malik Henry is really putting his name out there for the Stamps. And you'll love to see it. I love to see these different guys just sort of getting run. Dalton Schoen even for a while was the rookie that was taking it all in. So I love it. I love it. I love it. All right, let's go with the flex position there.
Okay, flex was a little interesting. I went with a little bit of a value play for my flex. I went with Dylan Mitchell for the Elks. I wanted to get a part of this Elks team. And aside from the number one guy, these guys are all super cheap. They are extremely affordable. They help you build your lineup. And just all day, give me Dylan Mitchell.
I like it. I like it a lot. These super cheap guys, too, especially in the CFL. You know what the problem is, though, sometimes is that, CFL has their own platform, actually. And it's difficult sometimes because their guys are just ridiculous. They're just ridiculously priced, and it's hard to find any value in them. But here, not so much. It's actually okay, and you can pick these guys. So I appreciate
it. Well, especially for Edmonton, where they're so thin at receiver, Lawler's still out. Like, they still don't have, like, their top two guys. These guys are getting targets, and Taylor Cornelius is feeding them. So he's been up, like, 3 weeks ago, he went from 0 to 2 to 6 to 5. He's getting targets like crazy. And he didn't even have a touchdown last week, and he got 20 points.
Yeah, I mean, you got to love it when you don't have to get in the end zone to hit that. That's exactly it. All right, I'm going to go at flex. I'm going to go with Kyren Moore for the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. Not a sexy, not a flashy name, but he's $6,800, and he's been catching passes. He caught 6 in week 14, 7 in week 13. So the last couple of weeks, Cody Fajardo has been looking his way at the very least. 58 yards, 56 yards, hasn't found the end zone yet. I almost feel like he's due, but he's gotten you 12 and 11 points. And out of a flex play, I'll take that. I mean, again, I'm not expecting my flex play to go out and go bananas. But look, Kyren Moore gets into the end zone in one of those instances. It's a better fantasy day for you. And I just, against the Elks, I like that. Give me that.
Boom. boom, boom, boom.
All right. Who do, you already gave the flex. All right. Who's your DST?
You know what? 2 weeks in a row, I think I like the cheapest DST. I like the Elks here to, like, maybe make some stuff happen against a Rough Riders team, maybe get a couple picks here and there. It's weird for me because I either like the cheapest or the most expensive because I also like the Bombers quite a bit if you can squeeze them in. But I'm not a fan of these other defenses.
No, I'm not either. Again, we've talked about what we expect to happen. Hamilton, probably going to get rolled up by Winnipeg. It's just, I mean, there's no... That's the long and the short of it. We already talked about that. But, yeah, with Edmonton, they're the team, the sneakiest team that could possibly walk away with a win out of this one. It's just, yeah, I mean, they could actually win this game if they mess around and do something crazy. So that defense is going to be a large part of that, right? So you were going to figure out that if that's going to be the case, they're going to need the defense to step up. So I like that too. I'll follow you on that. But I will offer the most expensive one to you as well, because again, if it's not the cheapest, it's the most expensive, and that's Winnipeg going up against Hamilton. Even if Dane Evans plays, this Bombers defense is just crazy. They're crazy good. They have been crazy good all season long. They absolutely stomped their opponents last week, 54-20. They only let the Riders play or score 20 points total, and just again did bad things to the Riders. And I think It's Hamilton, and the Hamilton Tiger Cats are not as good as the Saskatchewan Rough Riders, so I think they're going to get bad things done to them as well.
I love that. I love that play so much, Rod.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, it's the most expensive one, and I can fit that into my lineup, so I like where I'm heading with that.
Making them money moves.
Making them money moves. All right, speaking of making money moves, we're going to do that for you when we come back for our actual lineup. We're going to give you an actual lineup. Jim's going to give you 6 because he loves you that much. But, yeah, at least one.
Only 3 this week. Only 3.
All right, fine. Well, we'll find out what his favorite one is when we come back from the break. But let me tell you. Let me tell you about Sleeper. I'll ask you and I'll tell you. Why aren't you using Sleeper if you're not? You should be using Sleeper. It's the fastest growing fantasy platform today. It's got millions of players. I know you already have a fantasy league on there. And if you don't, get one. I use it for mine. Jim uses it for his. Scott Fishbowl uses it now, so you definitely have to get on there. It's a game-changing product. It's unlike anything else in the industry. And now, you can win on Sleeper by playing the new Over-Under game. Over-Under's integrated into fantasy. It's the first sports contest game built into the fantasy experience. So, not only can you enter a contest via Over-Under itself, but you can do so through your fantasy league's matchup screen. So, you drafted Patrick Mahomes as your starting fantasy quarterback. Congratulations on your week one win. You're probably taking a victory lap right now, and rightfully so. Looking ahead to Thursday night, not only are you confident that you're going to beat your competition also this week, but you're looking at that passing line for Mahomes sitting at 250, and you're laughing at yourself thinking, I got to take the over on this. You don't have to hit the back button to do it. You can do it right from your fantasy matchup screen. That simple. If you pick correctly, which you're going to, you can win anywhere from 2 times to over 20 times the money that you put in. Why am I so excited about the Over-Under on Sleeper? Well, it's the only app where I can join my buddies' contest. We can all play together. It's got a built-in group chat where I can see and copy my friends' picks with the tap of a button. Insanely fun to ride it out together. Not only do they have NFL, but they've also got college football player props. So stop what you're doing now. Download the Sleeper app. Play their new Over-Under game. Have fun with your friends. And of course, make some money on your mobile phone by joining our listener group at Sleeper. Sleeper.com/SGP. Sleeper is going to automatically match your first deposit up to $100 by using that promo code SGP. Again, go to sleeper.com/SGP. You'll get a $100 match on your first deposit. Terms and conditions apply. See Sleeper's terms of use for details. Introducing RYP VIP. It's a brand new subscription service from Run Your Pool. Helps you get an extra edge against the books, plus exclusive access to real money pools. Entry to our exclusive weeks 1 and week 2 pools with guaranteed $5,000 payouts, as well as our season-long pool with a guaranteed $100,000 payout. Get access to exclusive data to help you with your weekly game picks. Premium content like in-depth guides for how to dominate your pools and exclusive swag. Top line here. If you're a serious sports fan, you use that promo code SGPNVIP at runyourpool.com/VIP. Get 50% off your first month of Run Your Pool VIP. That's code SGPNVIP at runyourpool.com/VIP. I always have oddstrader.com open on my screen, even when I don't need it. Why? Because it's giving me all the information that I'll ever want on lines, on everything, the research that goes into those lines. So it's going to stay open on my screen, and it's open right now as I give you stats and numbers as it pertains to the CFL. So what can you do on Odds Trader? Well, you can compare odds from all the major sports books, plus sign-up codes and promotions from Sportsbook to get the best deal. You get player statistics, key game stats, injury reports, projected game day weather. It's going to make you the most informed better in the entire world. Plus, you get a bet tracker. Keep track of all those bets. You don't got to do it on your screen anymore or on your spreadsheets or whatever. It's right there. Handicapping, play-by-play updates, live scores, bet tracking, player statistics. It's all right there for you. OddsTrader.com/BlueWire. OddsTrader.com/BlueWire. OddsTrader, it's the number one site for all of your game day bets. All right, Jim, you've been hard at work over the break making your lineups. I want to hear what you got for the people.
I got my three right here. So here's the one I was kind of giving out, sprinkling my picks in during the show. Got Jake Mayer. I got Carey. I got Nick Dembski. And I got Marshall as my other receiver, Jalen Marshall. I got two Elks in my lineup here. Because I also got Malik Henry, and then I have one Mitchell. I have one Dylan Mitchell. Elks defense. I'm really riding the Elks in this lineup.
That is nice. That is nice.
Next lineup, Zach Collaros. Then I have Hixon as my running back. Then I have Henry. I got Mitchell again. I got Kevin Brown as a flex. And then I have Nick Dembski in there as well with the Bombers defense.
That is very nice.
Third lineup, I got Taylor Cornelius with Kevin Brown stacked, then Dembski, Mitchell, Schoen, and Malik Henry with the Elks. I'm a little worried I don't have any tie cats in any of these lineups, but I just don't trust them. If you could maybe find a way to squeeze, like, I think with Dane Evans back, I think there's value in Dunbar. But I don't know. I might tinker with him a little bit and see if I can fit Dunbar in somewhere.
You know, you had me at Nick Dembski, first of all, so it doesn't matter what lineup is in there. You had me at Nick Dembski, but I'm going to pivot off of him because I know, like I said, I love him to death, but I like this lineup. It's very heavy on the Calgary and Edmonton side. I didn't realize that until I kind of got done with it. I'm not trying to game stack, but Calgary's offense just sort of jumped out on the page with me, especially the price is right for it all. Like I said, I went with Jake Mayer for the quarterback. I went with Paul Logan as the running back, or Peyton Logan, rather, as the running back. And I went with Malik Henry as the receiver. Then I followed it up with Mr. Dylan Mitchell for Edmonton, Kevin Brown for Edmonton, Kyron Moore for Saskatchewan, and, of course, the Blue Bombers defense. I'm leaving money on the table this week. I am leaving money on the table. Why? Because I feel like it's actually not bad to do on a three-game slate to sort of differentiate yourself from the rest of the field who gets scared and wants to zero out. So I'm going to take a different approach.
That Collaros lineup, I left 800 on the board. So I feel you there.
Yeah. And sometimes you got to do it, right? Sometimes you just got to figure out how to make yourself different from everybody else. And leaving money on the board is a good way to do it, especially when you know there's value in some of the other picks, especially Mitchell. You know, Mitchell, like we said, 3,900.
Especially with the CFL. Like the NFL, you always want to be zeroing out, I feel. But the CFL, there's so few players, and there's so few like players you could really zero in on that you're never really going to be fully zeroing out, I feel.
Yeah, or you should at least try not to, because you're right. You got steals of guys that are playing well, and the prices haven't caught up with yet. Like we said, Kevin Brown was another one that just hasn't caught up yet with it, so... I'll take that. All right, Jim. Well, I think we gave a few good lineups out. I think we're giving it thoroughly a nice little analysis of what the DFS plays is. I'm seeming to run out of words, so this is probably a good time to wrap things up here and let everybody get on with the rest of their day and, of course, a fun three-game slate of CFL football.
You're darn tootin'. I'm so enamored with just daily fantasy right now. I was taking like a break, and then the CFL season came, and I just dove right back in, and now I have a problem.
I was gonna say CFL came, and you were like, "Oh my god, now I'm done. Let's just mainline all of this." So I love it. All right, well, why don't you tell everybody where they can find you on social media?
You can find me at XFL Jim on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, YouTube, all over. I got a lot going on. I post a schedule of my the garage schedule every Monday. So take a look at that on my social media. I'm everywhere doing everything.
When do we get CFL Jim on Cameo? That's what I want to know. When
I might do a Cameo. I might start it up. Why not? It doesn't hurt nothing.
Yeah, I want to get a Cameo from you. That's all there is to it. I'd pay you to do a Cameo, because even though I get to see your beautiful face every week, I still want to support your work. So I'll definitely when that launches, let me know. We'll get that going.
You'll be the first to know.
Beautiful stuff. Follow me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. Of course, join us in the Discord, sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. Get in on the conversation. Have some fun with us over there. Again, follow me on Twitter at RJ Villagomez. There's a link in the bio with all of my work in there, whether it's this, whether it's NFL, whether it's NASCAR. I don't know. Maybe I'll start a Cameo. What the hell? But anyways, until next week, everybody, enjoy your three downs and let it ride.